Welcome to Lipstick Bitties, a beauty podcast. I'm your host, Atlanta makeup artist and content creator, Rachel Rose Mazza. I created this podcast to have unfiltered conversations about all things beauty. We're chilling with my friends and colleagues from all over the world in all different walks of life. This goes way beyond the glossy facade of social media. Sometimes we don't get to know the personalities behind the people who create with their heart and soul. I'm talking to everyone from pro makeup artists to beauty enthusiasts, from influencers to entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. Lipstick Bitties is a community we're building that is truly interactive with you listeners. So if you're someone who wants to learn some shit, get inspired, and have a good ass time, this podcast is for you. Who are the faces behind the faces? Keep listening to find out. Hello, biddies. Welcome back to Lipstick Bitties podcast. It is your host, Rachel, here. I am here with a special sneak peek at our patron-only bonus episode. As you know, I have my Patreon, which is the place that you can go and support your girl, support this community as we grow. It is less than the price of a lipstick, starting at $5 a month. It is a very, very small donation that you're making to help support this community. And in return, you get monthly bonus episodes. You get patron-only merch perks. You get monthly virtual meetups, makeup classes, and more. I cannot tell you how appreciative I am of the patrons who have supported me since the beginning, because if they did not, I don't know where I'd be right now. I'd be a lot more stressed out. Because the patrons, I'm able to now invest in an editor. As you've probably noticed from our main episodes, the podcast episodes have gotten even better, more crispy, and I've just been less stressed out because I've been able to outsource it, and I wouldn't have been able to do it if it weren't for the patrons' support. And whenever you do sign up, you have an access of the whole library of bonus episodes from when we started to now. Make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. It's also in the show notes. And sign up if you'd like to hear a little bit more about this episode. It's about a half hour long, and we're talking all about traveling with your makeup kit, my tips and tricks as to traveling with your makeup kit, what to prepare, what to do before you even get on the plane, and my tips and tricks for packing your kit. I also will put in the show notes my link to where I go shop all the things that I use to decant my makeup supplies for depotting your kit and making sure it's as small as possible. Then the full episode, like I said, is available to patrons only, so please check it out. Also, if you do join up for the Patreon at the Badass Bitty tier, we have our monthly virtual meetup on Sunday the 22nd from 6 to 7 p.m. They also get, as patrons, special access and first access to things. They actually got a sneak peek at our upcoming merch launch on Wednesday the 18th. They got a sneak peek at all of the new designs and actually a chance to pre-order. So if you do sign up, you will have access to all of that information on your dash. I cannot wait to see you biddies in the Patreon. And if not, I will see you for our regularly scheduled episode on Wednesday. So let's get into it. Let's talk about traveling with your professional makeup kit. Before you go, the most important thing that I can say to you biddies is you have to prepare. You have to prepare for travel. What I'm going to be going over is actually mostly for US travel. I have not traveled international yet with my kit, so this is speaking from my experience with domestic travel, but you can definitely look into the airlines for international travel, specifically what they require. But I will be speaking to domestic travel within the US, their guidelines and things like that. You got a booking. You booked an amazing destination location. Your client is flying you out. How fucking great. Congratulations to you, Biddy. Now you gotta come with your full kit. Say it's like a wedding. You need to bring all of your supplies, all of your brushes, and you don't know where to start. Well, first of all, let me say, before you even get on the plane, before you even book your flight, the most important thing is your security of your kit. How many times have we heard about makeup artists that have lost their luggage? They've lost their luggage in transit. They've had it taken from them. And this also goes from like out of your car. You have to make sure, A, that you have your business insurance, but your business insurance does not cover loss or theft of your business supplies when you're not at your home location. So let me repeat that. Basically, if you have an in-home studio, if you have a salon, it covers that location. But if you're someone who's like an independent contractor, like I am and like most of you biddies are, you're moving from place to place. You're driving to locations. You're, like I said, traveling on airlines with your kit. What happens if your bag gets stolen? Well, if it gets stolen out of your car insurance does not cover that. Your car insurance usually does not cover theft. So if it's stolen out of your car, you're shit out of luck. If it gets stolen or lost anywhere else, you're shit out of luck unless you have this very important thing to add to your insurance policy. It is called a marine inland insurance policy. It's basically an add-on to your existing business coverage. It costs a little bit extra, but it's going to cover the loss or theft of your kit if you are to lose it in transit. So like I said, if your bag gets lost on the airplane, if it gets stolen, that is what's gonna cover you. If you do not have that additional coverage and your bag gets lost or stolen, you're fucked basically. You will not have any recourse for that. And a lot of people don't know about the add-on of their business insurance. I did not. I actually learned this from another community that I'm a part of, Hallie Marie and the Artist Arsenal, and I'll try to put as much as I can in the show notes for you to cross-check resources. Make sure you have that on your policy. Never safe than sorry, especially if you are traveling abroad. The second you get that gig, make sure that you are covered. That way, you are not out the thousands and thousands of dollars that we are always, you know, scared about losing. Also, I'm beauty makeup artist primarily, it's beauty special events, commercials. I'm talking about traveling when I speak about like what the products that I have that I'm traveling with. This is speaking from that perspective, not with special effects supplies and equipment. Although I have traveled with my airbrush. So you have your insurance covered. You are going to now book your flight, right? One thing that I can say that I cannot stress enough that has been my success of traveling with my kit is try your damnedest to fit everything in your carry-on bag. Y'all, I know that you are all like, you know, we all fucking travel, but when you're traveling with something as precious as your kit, regardless of if you have this insurance policy, you know, even if you lose it, you're not gonna get the money back right away. You're gonna have to go buy your supplies at the location. It's a big fucking mess. The most secure way that you could travel with your kit is to bring it on the plane with you. So that means that all of your clothes, all of your, you know, toiletries, all of the things that you need for yourself personally, if you cannot fit them in your carry-on, I highly recommend to check your personal belongings, because we can get clothes at the next location, no problem. We don't wanna have to be replacing our kit at the location when you have to be at work. Maybe even that same day you're going from the airport to the job. Make sure to check, only check your personal items, and make sure to, if at all possible, take things on the plane with you in your carry-on. I travel with a piece of luggage called the Away bag. I'm sure you've seen it because it's been like viral on like Instagram like a while ago. I got it, I think like 5 years ago, and I still have it. It's been incredible. I fit so much in that bag, and I can actually fit both my personal stuff and my makeup kit in that bag. And I also travel with an oversized backpack, and that has worked for me. And that, biddies, is our bonus episode sneak peek for the patrons. Make sure to check it out at patreon.com/lipstickbiddies. And we will see you for our regular episode on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to the Lipstick Biddies podcast. To receive a special surprise from the head biddy in charge in the mail, make sure to drop a review in the app and DM your screenshot to me at Lipstick Biddies. Remember, you are a badass fucking biddy. See you next week.